Right now, what we're doing though is we're working with things that are so subtle that it's more like the difference between a musician who is technically proficient, who could play perfectly well, like the notes and the timing, perfect technique, but no feeling, versus somebody who has technique, but when they play, you just weep. Because they're doing the same motions as the person who has the technique, you know, what, guitar, piano, whatever. They're doing the same musical motions, but they're able to access a depth and let that depth come through the music in a way that just technique won't. But if you showed a video film of both players, the person with good feel and the person who's just a technique person, unless you were a good musician yourself, they'd look similar. They'd be hitting the same notes, they'd be doing the same motions. So what I'm working with all of you on now is more that you already have the song down, so to speak. You already know the notes. You could do the technique more or less. I mean, I'll keep helping you with the technique. It's endless. I mean, you could develop it endlessly. So I'll help you with the technique. But what we're emphasizing is playing music. We're emphasizing actually feeling the love or the depth or the yearning, whatever words we want to use for our heart's deepest desires, man and woman. We're learning to feel that, give it as a gift to those we choose to, and also receive that gift. And then with our skill, how do we make love in the gift-giving domain as opposed to the technique domain? Does that make sense? Because all of you are pretty good with techniques, and we could spend this 5 days honing in on technique, but you would leave as disappointed. I mean, you would just be... You just learn to play another song without feeling. And even though that would expand your repertoire, and there are a lot of people who really just want to learn different songs. They don't want to learn to play music with feeling. You know, they're just learning a song. Some people in here may want to learn a song. But what I want to do is, in addition to teaching you new songs, is take just, you know, one song and have you play it so it breaks everyone's heart. I mean, including yours, mine, you know. And that's the next step of practice. I mean, it involves technique. There's plenty of technique. But the gist of the practice is what's transmitted in the midst of the technique, the feel, the art or the feel. And the same thing's true with athletes, artists. I mean, there are athletes who have technical prowess, and then there are athletes who have a feel. They have a feel. They have a feel for the ball. They have a feel for... And it's the same thing with music or any art, anything, sexual, yoga. So we're going to move more into that feeling domain. And to do that, it's very individual work. So when you first come here and everyone's like this, we could lead a large exercise and we could tell everybody at once, you know, inhale. And so when you all inhale at once, you all grow. But now that your technique is pretty good, there isn't one, well, occasionally there is, but there isn't one thing I could say or Michaela could say or lead you through that would take all of you to the next place, because it's much more individual, as you've already seen. Like, it's much more me coming right in there and helping you take that next step. And over time, you begin to go, oh, I get it. I was doing it like, whereas I have to go, you know, just very subtle corrections in what you're doing that are individual for each person here. So you could begin to feel like this is a 5-day-long private session that happens to have people as props for your sake. I mean, it's more like that. It's more like you're here, I'm going to try to help each of you take that next step for you. It's not going to look like your past next steps where you learn a new song. I mean, you will learn new songs, but it's more... the songs you know, playing them so they touch people, you know, so people will pay you for the song, so to speak. They value the song rather than it's just a song. It's just a technique. And I think that's important because when you first start practicing, one of the reasons people stop practicing, and almost everyone stops practicing, is the first several years of practice, you make huge shifts.
For information about books, recordings, and upcoming live events with David Data, please visit data.info. That's DEIDA.info.